Hello. Greetings. I am on the microphone. I make waves.
Sounded like something out of Sesame Street.
My name is Cookie Monster.
Cookie!
Some people call me Adam.
Om nom nom nom. Om nom nom.
Pumpkin bread.
Something from Homestar Runner or something.
Oh, I've been binging on that recently.
Really?
Just came back to me.
Oh my goodness. I watched this last week. When you fall into a bottomless pit, you die of starvation. Can I have a Lunchable?
I love you too, Brett.
Ah, my stomach lining.
Arrow.
MSL carcass!
Ah, my skin!
Teen Girl Squad!
Some things never get old. They just don't.
Though, it's unfortunate. I have the iPad app, and you have to pay like a buck for it.
What?
And it's just access to a handful of YouTube clips of it.
No.
Not worth it. Really unfortunate.
No. You can still get it for free online, can't you?
Oh, yeah, but it's like, Flash-based, so being...
Because iPad hates Flash.
But did you hear that Flash is no longer going to support or create any more mobile updates?
What?
They have thrown in the towel.
Oh, that's right. I did hear that.
I did not hear that.
Yeah, they...
What does this mean for the average person? This could be catastrophic.
It means that more internet browsers are going to rely heavily on HTML5, which can handle video
as
well in great compression comparable to Flash. So it's really going to lean heavily on if you want people to view you online mobily, you're going to have to upgrade to HTML5.
Huh.
So... There goes Flash.
There goes
eventually.
Flash! Yeah. There goes Flash.
Indeed. So I just thought of a really good mic check topic.
Oh,
mic
good. Good.
Topic. That yes, we are doing a mic check.
We are currently in mic check mode.
We are. And so my mic check topic idea was that we should talk about things that we remember from our childhoods that are not... shared, or at least we don't. There are things that we remember fondly that aren't nostalgic for a larger
people.
Group. Yeah, like
yeah.
So okay. So like
I got a few of those.
You know, I'm still kind of lost. So how about you start us off and I'll.
Sure.
Do they have to relate
to
electronics, or can they just be weird stuff? Like weird.
It can be anything.
Okay, good. Because they got a lot of weird stuff. Am I allowed to swear on this?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, good. Because I got tons of weird shit.
Yeah, we're
tons of weird shit.
On iTunes. We are marked as explicit.
Lovely. Perfect.
Uh huh. We're on iTunes.
We're on iTunes. Yeah. Are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
High five.
And cool. You will be searchable. Soon.
I will be searchable.
Yeah,
you can.
They can search me.
You're on iTunes.
That's
now
exciting.
Too.
My album's gonna be on iTunes.
You have an album?
I didn't talk to you about this.
No.
I hooked up with a student from IPR.
Okay.
And she is recording an album with me. It's really exciting.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
That is really exciting.
She moved down to Miami though, so it's taking me like a year to finish it.
Oh yeah.
But it's
what
like
do you do?
State of the art recording studios. I play guitar.
Cool.
I sing. I play drum.
She plays piano, too.
I play piano, play the didge, play the drum. I'm like the one-man band, but I need like a recording system to be a one-man band. Otherwise, I have to like hire a band.
Right.
And that's just tedious, so we don't do
right.
It's not how I roll. It's not my style. Okay, so things from when we were children.
Okay, so for example, I say that from my childhood... There were two video games in particular that I played that I spent a lot of time playing that not a lot of other people know about. And those two games were Lode Runner, The Legend Returns and Power Pete. And Power Pete is... I'll talk more about Power Pete because that's more interesting. Basically, in Power Pete, you play an action figure not unlike a G.I. Joe, and you run around inside a toy store after hours, and you have to rescue bunnies from different departments in the store.
That's awesome.
So
I just had this mental image of like a soldier, like in full camo, carrying like this helpless little bunny rabbit. Just
oh, yeah.
A strange juxtaposition in my mind.
That's like a perfect reproduction of the cover of this video game.
I love
it. And like running away from an explosion.
Yeah, and he's
bunny! No!
He's holding the bunny in one arm, and then he's got a gun in the other, and he's going.
You tried to kill my Easter bunny.
Yeah.
I will be back.
Huh. It's awesome. So like for the first stage, it's like the Stone Age, and you battle against cavemen and dinosaurs and stuff like that, and all the cavemen go unga bunga, and they run around and they
wait.
Throw,
hang on, what do they say?
Unga bunga.
Okay. And
they throw bones at you, and the dinosaurs take two shots to kill instead of just one, and then the second level is Candyland, basically with gingerbread men and like gummy things that are not unlike Goombas that kind of hop towards you slowly. And then the next level, it was like a castle land with soldiers and stuff like that. Oh my gosh, it was so cool. But yeah, so that would be something from my childhood that I probably don't share with the rest of our generation because it was so obscure.
And they think you were tripping on LSD as a 5-year-old. So there's that.
There is that. So, Kristen, what about you?
Oh, me next?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll keep with the video game theme here.
Good, because I was going to do that too.
Okay, good. I was going to pull out something really weird, but we'll just put that in the back pocket, stick it on a shelf, and maybe use it later. So we were one of like the poor families on our block, and it took us forever to get a computer, and like we didn't have gaming systems until we were like in our teens, which was like blasphemy, you know. So we were like hanging out with an Atari forever, and then we finally got a computer, and I remember thinking it was awesome that we had a computer because we could finally have like, you know, a remote control that somewhat resembled that of a Super Nintendo, you know. That was like really cool for us. So we got the like computer controller, and my dad went out and he found somewhere for like $5, he found the Sonic the Hedgehog game.
Yeah.
Which was great because we watched Sonic the Hedgehog every day before school and we were like really into it, right?
Sure.
So he came home and he had the Sonic the Hedgehog game, and I remember he like lit up and he looked like Jesus as he walked in the front door with like this with the Sonic the Hedgehog game, and we're like, oh, cool. But my favorite part about the game is you can make Sonic roll and just like keep rolling.
Yeah.
And so that was cool. That's also how I broke my neck trying to be Sonic. I was trying to do a Sonic roll. It didn't work out so hot. That would be the parental advisory portion of the game. But no, that was my favorite. And when I talk about Sonic, nobody else in our generation is like, dude, Sonic was the shit. I'm like, you know, they kind of go, what, huh? I'm like, no, you don't understand. It was Sonic and there were chili dogs. And we had to get the chili dogs. Like, we had to win the race, and we had to get the chili dog. That was just how it went. I don't even know.
And Dr. Robotnik.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Robotnik. He was an evil bastard.
Yeah, he was.
Just, ugh. And those little, okay, and the Tweety Birds were good, but they, like, followed you everywhere. Mm. And they spun in a circle, and it would make me dizzy when I was watching the game. So I didn't like the Tweety Birds, so they were a good thing.
I think I've played that game.
It's great.
Yeah, that's...
Now that I think about it, it was
I thought
like,
Sonic was
awkwardly
awesome.
3D.
Yeah!
I played that game!
It was like the precursor to 3D. It was really cool.
Like, you're just always going diagonally.
Yeah, yeah, you can't go straight.
Yeah,
and
totally
the floor
that.
You're skating on or whatever is checkered, so it really trips you out when you're playing. You're like, whoa!
I totally remember
yes,
that game.
You got
yes.
the screen kind of crooked.
Totally went over to my neighbor's house daily for one summer because he had Sonic 2... And that game. So it's just binge on Sonic.
I think that was great. I think that was just Sonic 3D. Was was that what it was called?
Mm-hmm. I don't even know. We got in like 95. Like we were like really late.
Yeah. It was after 3 with Knuckles.
Yeah.
Then it jumped to the 3D.
Yeah.
Knuckles was sweet though. He had like the two tails and he could like helicopter around.
That was Tails.
Oh.
You're thinking
yeah, he's
of
Fox.
Who's Knuckles?
Knuckles
he's
is
the red one.
The red with the
he
like,
looks very
dreads.
Aerodynamic.
Oh yeah, he yeah. was cool. I'm thinking. Gloves. I was thinking of Tails. Tails
Joel's,
was awesome. He had like a helicopter.
Joel's
for a tail.
Favorite animal. Remember we were talking about favorite animals?
Echidna.
And he was talking... Echidna.
Yeah.
That's what Knuckles is.
Yeah, Knuckles is an echidna.
Echidna.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I held one of those ones.
Huh. Cool.
Ah, monotremes.
Wow.
So apparently mine wasn't that original because everybody else remembers it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fun to be nostalgic about it because I remember it like being at times a pretty horrible game, but it was still Sonic and enjoyable. So
hands down.
Yeah.
You could be having the worst time of your life, but it's still Sonic, so something's going
exactly.
Right, you know?
And I think for our generation, Sonic 3D in particular wasn't one of the big ones. I mean, like Sonic 2, Sonic 3, those were huge, even for us, even though, I mean... Yeah, no,
damn,
that was totally our time, but
what
yeah,
is,
it's
okay,
cool.
I'm...
What'd you get?
Scissors.
Scissors.
Oh.
Okay.
We tied.
What are we aiming for?
Oh, no, it's rock, paper, scissors.
Right. Oh.
He got scissors and I got
you guys
scissors.
Tied, so
yeah.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
So, Dan, dude, you got... You
going
know
along
what
with
about?
Games, I have an honorable mention to one because... I was wandering around Emily's house, and she has a copy of Oregon Trail 3.
Ah.
Oregon Trail 3 was a four-disc game. So it's in one of those like double-foldable packages.
Pretty intense.
I was going to say, that sounds kind of serious.
It was weird to see, because I remember when I bought it, way back when, whenever it came out, really excited to go home, I'm going to play Oregon Trail. Opening up, it's
like
disc
you do.
It's disc one, disc two, and disc. No, it was only three discs because I had disc one, disc two, and disc two.
Eh?
Somebody had screwed up.
Oh!
So then we had to send it back in and get another
Angry
copy.
Bears.
And again, this time it was only disc one and disc three, no disc two.
What?
It's like they were fucking with us, essentially.
You know, they were on that assembly line, and they're just like, let's put two in this one. And who even really
fuck
cares?
This guy.
Just put the CDs in the little thing, and it'll get...
Man.
Somebody will get them.
It'll get there.
Yeah, but...
Maybe.
Three discs for Oregon Trail 3. I gotta think, like, one of those discs is dedicated completely to how... ways
like
that your party can die.
No. It's like a progress thing. Like, remember when you're playing original Oregon Trail, you'd have to flip over the thing.
Oh,
it's just, you know, chapter
we
one, chapter two, chapter three.
Yeah.
Style.
Back when we were still in floppy disk, do you guys remember that?
Yeah, when
floppy
disks were actually floppy.
He talked about, like, flipping over the floppy. I was like, oh my goodness.
I can still remember the computer lab at Groveland Elementary as it may still exist. I have no idea at this point.
Oh my goodness. No, I work in the school system, and let me tell you, the floppy disk slot has not gone away. It still exists, but it's now paired with a CD and DVD reader. They just didn't bother to take them out. Like, they're still there.
Are they used?
Are you talking about...
anybody still uses them.
Like, the literal floppy or the hard, you know...
The literal floppy. The little channel is, it like, there, and it works. It's weird.
Hmm.
Well, somebody has to use all those things. They're accumulating.
Right, I'm going to be the cool kid in school. Hey, guys, check this out. They'll be like walking around with their like stylish USB, you know, external hard drives, and be like, I got a floppy disk. What's up?
I can store two Word documents on this.
Not even.
One if I'm lucky.
No pictures.
Highly disposable file.
3 pixels. But the game that I really wanted to talk about, which is a game that I still have, because I keep finding it somehow, is a computer game, Muppets Inside.
What?
Which...
Oh, yeah.
I believe I've advertised...
You were telling
me
about this one, yeah.
Essentially what happens is you put in the disc, or you put in whatever it is, and the intro for the Muppet Show... Well, did I miss something?
It's buzzing. It's bothering. There's a fan.
Oh, the fan? No, I got it.
I'm like, there's a cricket in here. There's a cricket buzzing.
Kids at home, the fan is making noise.
It's, yep, it was bothering my highly sensitive ears. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, it's actually
what
the
was
couch.
It? The couch?
Yeah, it's electric recline.
The couch is an alien.
Kids at home, it was the couch.
But yes, Muppets Inside.
For our viewers. For our listeners.
Yeah.
It's been a while, guys. Muppets Inside.
So when you put in the disc, you start the game. the standard Muppet Show intro starts up. They start singing, and all of a sudden, it starts to, like, skip, and then all of a sudden the screen breaks.
What?
And they realize that the disc has fragmented into millions and millions of pieces.
What?
So somehow you can communicate with Kermit and Fozzie, who are inside. And so they have to go around and collect all the fragments, which each fragment is coincidentally a game, like a mini game.
Sounds like a defrag nightmare.
So it's like you have to go like all the way across the map and play every single game. And so it's as if you're actually going through the game, but you're playing it in a I'm not even going to be able to say that word today. In a weird position. You're not playing through the game as if you're actually playing through the game, but
you're playing it habawonky.
Yes. That works.
Wow.
Kristen Dean.
Juxtaposed. I could do it.
Juxtaposition. Habawonky. Nice. Kinda crooked, in the words of my grandma. Who was kinda crooked. But it's kinda crooked.
What made it great was it was just a collection of mini games. So there was a Doom esque game because it was relevant enough to be around Doom. But you were the Swedish chef. Going through the kitchen, and you'd find utensils.
Yes.
And you had to kill talking vegetables.
Oh my goodness. It's like horrible Swedish Chef meets VeggieTales and obliterates.
Essentially. Yeah. Yeah. But
he's
that really sarcastic.
It's my hairbrush. Smack.
That really sarcastic vegetable character that they always have. But then, you know, you can upgrade your weapon where you could get, a wooden spoon,
like a meat cleaver.
Or it doesn't get that violent. Oh. I think the worst thing that you get is like a
leave it to me to bring it
some
to PG.
Like a pastry gun almost. It's just
pastry
like
pastry gun. We shooting frosting.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
That's as violent as it gets.
Oh, okay.
But another one, it's like what was the game where like little asteroids would fall down and you'd have to shoot them or else they destroy the base? I can picture the game.
Oh, Missile Commander.
Missile Command. There's one for that, but it's with Fozzie. Okay. And what happens is Fozzie is pretending to do his act, and he's going across the stage, and people are throwing pies. So the pies are coming down, and you have to shoot it, or else it hits him, and it shoots him back further, so you have to keep playing the game. And so for all of these, upon completing most of these mini-games, it turns into... No, it's actually stereo. It's just stereo. Since it's USB... it's not fast enough to control the input of all three mics. If it was FireWire, it would be, but those things are expensive.
I'm spoiled. I'm like, wait, there's only two tracks on the screen, guys.
If we had a sponsor,
no
that
one
would,
loves
you know,
me.
Fix a lot of things. But then again, I'm also running off of an
the
old
the voice
Dell,
of Kristen.
So
no, it's fine.
The ragtag. We have nice microphones, so...
I noticed. I was impressed when I came in. I was like, wow, these guys don't mess around.
Well, we're down one pop screen, and we're down one mic stand, so...
Oh.
Yeah, that's kind of a bummer, but we'll get that sorted out.
I'm still, like, trying to wrap my head around the... The little, like, Swedish cook from The Muppets.
Oh.
That's my best impression of him.
Oh.
That's
pork.
I think I mentioned this before, but I tried to watch Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the original Swedish version.
Yeah.
Trying
That's
to watch
a good
it.
Movie.
I couldn't get past, I don't think I made it to 7 minutes of
really?
The movie because every time somebody spoke, all I could hear was shmig, 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 shmig. It's just like, I feel really horrible, but at the same time, I can't focus because I'm laughing too much at this thing.
Dan, don't go to Sweden.
I'm not welcome
that
there.
That would be awkward. No, I agree with you. The Norse languages always make me giggle. I used to work for a language learning company, and I was like set up in this kiosk in a mall all day long, and they had Danish. And whenever I was bored or really just hated life, I would put in the Danish program. And kid you not, like the word for airplane, da fluva maskina. Like it flies in the flying machine. Makes perfect sense. Da fluva maskina. Yes. I think I could learn Danish.
So you work for like Rosetta or something?
Oh, you know, an unnamed company.
Oh.
Ah, yes. I thought Wells Fargo was an unnamed company when I first worked there because I didn't know if I could talk about it or not.
The unnamed company that I worked for prefers to remain unnamed. I signed a disclaimer to that notion and was reminded since we do a lot. Whoop, hello. Okay. Since we do the shows from time to time or the radio stuff like this, mm-hmm. my boss has reminded me when I left said unnamed company to keep said unnamed company unnamed on radio waves. I was like, oh, okay. But I can tell stories, right? And they're like, yeah. Oh, yeah, tell the stories. Just don't say the name. I'm like, oh, okay. Sweet.
Perfect.
So make it as awkward as possible and call it an unnamed company. Awesome.
Okay. Well, cool. Mics are sounding good. I'm feeling quite comfortable with the levels now. We could hop right into the show.
Yes.
We just stream it.
If you want to do the intro, you know. Oh, I already checked in. I need to do one thing, though, before we start, because this should be a better time to do it. Is I need to do a picture.
Picture time. God. Yeah. Yeah, for the website.
Like, beautify myself for this.
I'm just trying to get this.
You could do the like
app to load.
I'm just going to be peering over my screen.
Peering longingly over.
Sorry, I gotta.
I like the Picasso and the Beatles. I'm digging on it.
Yeah, like, I really want to get that wraparound picture a little bit closer together, but
I like it a lot.
Couldn't be avoided.
Schwerks.
Just the right spot. All right, so we always do a photo of
and sitting up. We're all like, and sit up straight.
And hello.
Hello, yearly viewers. I keep saying viewers, yearly listeners.
Yes, I just say kids at home. And they're probably not even at home. They're probably listening in their cars or something like that. But I say kids at home.
Yes, children. Shit.
Because...
Want to learn a new word.
Kids at home is actually a reference to another obscure thing from my childhood that I get nostalgic about. And that is a Sesame Street cassette that had all these songs and all kinds of stuff. But there's a part of it where...
New design. Not like that.
I like it.
So, yeah.
This is what's going to appear on the website once the episode drops.
It makes my forehead look huge.
The yearly customer bit that I did there, that was Apu from The Simpsons. He goes, "Yearly customer, do not harm the Twinkie." It's one of my favorite lines from Simpsons. I don't know why. I just think I've always thought it's hilarious, so I just say yearly customer a lot.
Do you watch Futurama?
I don't remember that one.
I've watched a few episodes, but I don't have TV. And I recently just purchased Netflix, so I'm excited to be watching all of
Futurama
awesome shows.
Minus one movie is on there. Because, I mean, you know, still Matt Groening-esque enough that I wrote down my favorite quote last night on Facebook, which is, "Verily, and that past nastification is what protects you from the brains."
Yes. All right. Awesome. Wow. I'll take it.
And it's being said cool. by, like, a gerbil, essentially. A three-eyed gerbil. Nibbler, for anyone who knows the show.
Nice.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm delaying the game.
I'll just click this pen annoyingly until you're ready.
Perfect.
Closer to the mic, please. Yes, thank you. Perfect.
Really
adding to the soundscape of the death
Getting
throws of the
more
mic
and more
check
insistent.
Track.
Ready.
Okay.
See, it works every time, folks.
Okay.
So consistent beginning, you know, mm-hmm. and then Adam will introduce you, and then you can start talking.
Oh, and then, okay, I'll shut
it's
up.
It's one of those things.
Yeah.